Maybe the best known periphery for computers are printers. Nearly everybody knows them, and modern ones can more than just print. They do fax, they scan, and maybe they email. But only less people know printers are very dangerous. They can be used to attack other computers and so on. And today here on the 28th Chaos Communication Congress, André Costin has spoken about these threats and he is now here. André, what is the weakness of all these multifunctional printers, short MFPs?
Well, the main weakness is they are not very well secured as far as simple user or goes, so they are not very well included in the security thing which goes on with your simple PCs or any other phone devices which you might own. So it's usually a device which just thought can be printing but is not thought as a security risk device. So this is, I think, the biggest misconception which a normal user or even seasoned professional can overlook.
Can you describe such an attack on such a printer, how it works?
So a simple attack is, for example, a simple user can get, for example, an attachment with MS Word document or can get a link for a malicious website. And basically, these documents or links can advertise for the simple users or for the victim various free things like coupons or tickets to theater or football matches, just to make the user print it. And because there is malicious content inside it for the printer, then once printing those things, the printer of the user gets actually attacked and hacked in the simplest way possible and transparent to the user. Basically, a user doesn't even notice that the printer has been hacked because his PC is totally clean and not affected.
You said in your talk the well-known and widespread PostScript language is used for all these attacks, or can be used for all these attacks, because it can execute code, or it can execute code fragments. Is it a fault of Adobe, or whose fault is this?
Well, basically, in this particular demonstration, we've shown that there is a specific model line from Xerox, which is affected by this, because they have some custom functions in their PostScript language processor. So this is why it is possible to execute this attack on those models. In general, PostScript can be used for computation and attacks, but we didn't go as far as checking other vendors as of now if they have similar problems exposed in their PostScript processing engines.
If I understand you right, you said that such a printer can be misused as a form of a drone, like computer drones. So how likely is it that a bunch of printers, maybe thousands or 10,000 of printers are used to or for attacks in the internet, maybe distributed denial of service attack or something like that from the printer?
Basically, there's always a possibility, of course, and this is very highly possible in homogeneous organization environments where all the printers are from the same vendor, for example, Xerox, as we demonstrated. And if all of those get infected, then, of course, you get like a population of hundreds of printers in one organization and population of hundreds of printers in another organization and can be used in coordinated attacks. Basically, unless there is public internet restriction on those printers, so those printers should not be able to access the external world, and these attacks can be limited to a certain degree, of course.
Okay, so we are now talking about actions against these threats. What do you think, what is the most important thing to do against all this?
Well, one of the links in the attack is the end user or the simplest user in any organization, which is not necessarily IT or security skilled. And it's important for them to understand and for their managers to educate their discerning capabilities, meaning that do not try to print from, even print from untrusted sources, and be very, have due diligence when trying to print something which sounds too good to be true, like freebies or coupons or tickets. This is what concerns the end users. They should be very due diligent. And for the administrators, they should put proper security checks on their networks and monitor closely their MFPs and printers. So, and make sure they don't get exposed to external or public internet, because naturally there shouldn't be any necessity for this, to expose these MFPs to the internet in the first place.
Okay, I have an additional question. PostScript and the PDF are connected very close to each other. How likely is it that the threats you described can be done with PDFs too?
Well, normally nowadays the modern MFPs have also some kind of PDF interpreters or processors. So PDF is also a possibility, but which requires a separate research. Of course, they cannot be intermixed because language is similar but is different. And of course, there's a lot of possibility that PDF functionality is possible to attack in the MFPs. However, I would not say that anything which exploits normal computers with PDF would work in exactly the same way on the MFPs, but of course the risk is there because they share the processors of PDF in computer and in the MFP share common code base, or and basically they have common components, and this might be used by attackers as well.
Okay, and now very last question. Can security software like virus scanners detect such threats?
Well, PDF-wise, first of all, similar techniques to PC versions can be implemented on MFPs or before MFPs, so malicious PDFs can be detected. However, for the PostScript, it's a little bit more difficult because it's a complex language, it's a Turing-complete language, and basically it has very sophisticated and advanced programming structures which could allow the attacker to disguise his attack in various forms, and as such, the antivirus would not be able to process or will have to be very complex so that it will have flaws in itself.
Okay, thank you very much. This was Andrei Kostin for Deutschlandfunk. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much as well. Thank you.